We have practically always used a simple USB to UART converter based on the popular CH340 chip to program IoT devices. Recently, however, I realized that you could just as well program wirelessly using a second Wi-Fi module and a UART TCP driver with an additional script that either resets the module or sets the boot state, depending on the platform. This is a potentially attractive and simple solution, as it does not require implementing the programmer from scratch, simply redirecting the UART traffic. Here, I will present the first version of this mechanism. The old programming method. Up to now, we have connected the chip to be programmed to the computer via the USB port on the UART, and then our flasher communicates with it via this port. Depending on the type of MCU being programmed, we also had to short-circuit the boot pin to ground or power, for example, or reset the chip. It looked more or less like this, although this 5V could be taken from the 5V pin from the USB to TTL converter. New programming method. The new idea is to replace the USB to UART converter with a second Wi-Fi module with already preloaded our firmware, compiled with the UART driver enabled on TCP. It should be noted here that this method requires soldering wires to the device to be programmed anyway. It does, however, have other advantages. You do not need a USB to UART converter. You can program the hardware without connecting it to a PC, laptop, so there is no risk of short-circuiting. You can power the programmed hardware from the mains. Potentially, boot mode control and resetting are easier. Not every USB to UART converter has extra RTS DTR lines, and the Wi-Fi module has many IOs we can use. This is what an example connection looks like. The CB3S on the board from the Arduino Wemos is the programmer, and the CB2S hanging on the wires is the chip being programmed. Of course, you can do it the other way round. Use an additional small CB2S soldered to the device to program it with. You just need to connect properly. RX to TX, usually RX1, TX1, TX to RX, usually RX1, TX1. Common ground, common supply 3.3V. Any GPIO configured as relay in OBK, from programmer to CEN pin of the chip being programmed, to reset. Implementation details. Pass this paragraph if you are only interested in results. We already have in OpenBeacon the TCP to UART bridge driver. When started, it opens a port on TCP port 8888, and everything that goes into that port is passed to UART port 1 of the Wi-Fi module. The same works in the other direction, too. This was already used in our redesign of the Zigbee gateway. This could potentially carry the programmer's data over the network. The OBK also, of course, has programmable GPIO operations, so we can have control over resetting and CEN of the chip. The only thing left is to plug in the flasher. The source code can be found here. First of all, the flasher must take the IP address and port of the device programmer instead of the COM port. This is not a problem. However, you need to somehow run the controller on this programmer. The Tasmota command interface will be used for this. An example command is sent as a GET request, like this. In a similar way, a command can be sent that starts the TCP driver on the UART and sets the baud. In my C#, it looks like this. The driver is stopped and restarted. This is so that the baud can be changed. 8192 is the buffer size. The second problem is the CEN operation, resetting the BK7231, because you can only start programming the BK7231 right after the reset. The window of opportunity is very short. I also perform this by command. This assumes that there is a pin on channel 0 in OBK with the relay role, and this pin is connected to the CEN of the device being programmed. Catching the flashing mode, aka getting bus, takes a bit then anyway, so I may have to improve this mechanism, but at least it works. The rest of the changes are down to swapping the serial port for a TCP socket. The stability issue remains. The Wi-Fi isn't as reliable as the cable.